All right, so what was your invitation to professional wrestling like? How did you get involved in it?
Oh, my God, how I got involved. Well, you want to hear, like, the first time?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I was watching this, like, match. You guys watch, like, any wrestling at all? No.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
All right, remember AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Iron Man match, Victory Road?
2005, 2006.
Yeah. I was watching that, and that got me. I was like, oh, man, I got to do it. So, I was living in Brooklyn. I would go to Gleason's gym, Johnny Rod's. Trained like pretty much all these guys, and everyone came out of there.
Taz, Bill DeMott, Tommy Dreamer.
Who else? The Dudley Boys.
The Dudley Boys. Yep.
So I go there. He talks to me. And
Damien Demento.
Yeah.
Some pretty wacky guys.
Oh man. So like I go and he's just like, yeah, you know, he's talking to me. He's like talking up his like world champ. I'm looking at the wall like, okay, looking at all those pictures, really not paying much attention. Mm-hmm. I meet the guy, I'm like, eh.
You're in his office?
Yeah.
So those pictures are all over the office. It's like a shrine to professional wrestling.
And he's just like, I'm Hall of Fame. Look at me, I'm Hall of Fame. I'm the man. I trained everybody. And I'm just like, okay. And I'm just like, I don't want to know how much it is. So he's like, $3,000. I'm not even out of high school yet. 17. I'm like, oh, damn. Okay. So I take a walk down a... to like the river. I just cried my eyeballs out because I'm like, I don't got $3,000.
This is in Dumbo, like right under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, literally, it's like right under like under the Manhattan Bridge. I sat on this giant rock. I'm looking at like the skyline, and I'm like, where the hell am I gonna get this $3,000 from? So a year passed, like a job working, and another guy comes up to me. He's like, yo, man, another friend of mine. He's like, oh, we're going out to Long Island. It's like $20 for the day. It's out around Concombe. I was like, real far away. And I'm just like, screw it, man, let's go. So we go, and I'm there, and there's, like, all these guys, and I'm thinking, you know, everyone's going to be jacked, yoked up, you know, super in shape. Nobody. Nobody was in shape. It was just, like, fat dudes and skinny dudes, and I'm, like, super skinny. Anyway, so I get in there, and, like, I do a couple of things. And, yeah, like, I had a match. Didn't know what to do, how to do anything. I just put something together for, like, 3-4 minutes, did it. And the promoter for the event had a like he has a school there, so we were there, and he's just like, hey, come down, let me talk to you for a second. So he's like, yeah, man, you know, we want to train you, $70 a month, sign a contract for a year. And it wasn't like signing a contract, I'm getting paid. It was just like, all right, we got your credit card on file, we're taking $70 out of your bank account every month. And he's like, all right, cool. I was like, but like I live out in New York City, so. There's anyone that lives like that works like that you train here that's from the city.
Yeah, oh, carpool.
Yeah, like carpool, man. And he's like, yeah, I got somebody coming Tuesday. I went that Saturday. I show up Tuesday and I meet these two guys. This guy, Angel Ortiz, look him up, UFBO.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I've interviewed him before.
Oh yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm with him and first day I'm just like super intimidated and we go through like. Not really much the first day. It was, we go, we do the falls, like the bumps we take and all that stuff. And I'm just kind of observing and looking at this guy and I'm like wondering what are his credentials because I've never heard of him. So.
This is the guy training you.
Yeah, this is the guy training me. So I'm like, all right. Do the falls and everything. He's like, all right, good. So he's like, I did a sum move. It was like an abdominal stretch. You know what that is, mm-hmm. right? You know what that is. Yeah. So I do that, and then he goes, do that again. And I'm like, all right, here you go. Do the move. And he's like, show me that. And I'm like, show you that? Oh, damn. I was screwed. That was my introduction to professional wrestling.